This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me for The Scoop with Tanya Flanagan. I'm so happy you decided to wake up and start your day with me. Here on The Scoop, where we talk about life, joy, funny moments, trending topics, and so much more. We promise to keep you in the know and find out what you know. So, let's get started. Good morning, Las Vegas, and thank you for waking up to tune in to The Scoop with me, Tanya Flanagan. And once again, it's a pleasure to be here this week with you. Happy Cinco de Mayo. It is May 5th. It's amazing how fast the year is moving along. I can't believe we are already in May. But we are enjoying some fantastic weather. It is the time of year to get out, to do some things, to go hiking, to do lots of different things. I met a lady the other day who organizes trips to go kayaking and to go camping under the stars out at some of the local state parks. So I'm going to dig a little deeper into that and bring you that information as soon as I'm able to. But this morning we are talking about something that allows you to kind of stay inside, but in some cases I guess you could do it outside as well. We're talking about coding and STEM, so science, technology, engineering, and math. They also toss art in there every now and again. But I am excited to welcome to the show today a really interesting young lady. We have a few things in common, at least a program that we'll talk to you about a little bit. But before I get too deep, I'd like to welcome Kendra Scott to the show this morning. Kendra Scott of Codilocks Coding Organization. Kendra, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Kaya?
I am doing well on this beautiful Sunday morning, and thank you for waking up and grabbing your favorite morning beverage and joining me for this conversation.
Absolutely.
I'm so happy to have you. I thought it was great when it was introduced to me what you do and what had recently occurred. So what you do is help children to understand the value of, I guess, kind of what we say careers in technology from a perspective of how to code, how to write code and build websites and other platforms, the language that is needed to create what we see on our digital devices. Every day you're engaging children from ages 6 to 17, I think it is, boys and girls, in this space.
Yes.
So how did you find yourself, you know, who are you from here and, you know, where are you from and where did this originate from with you, this passion?
Yes. Okay. So I am originally from California, but I pretty much grew up and, you know, went to high school here in Las Vegas. And, you know, I've always was one of those people back in the day when MySpace was popular. I was those people that was trying to figure out what this weird language is. I didn't have a name for it. I just knew that I could change the background. I could maybe add some music, you know. I can make some scroll things go by on the backside of my MySpace page. And I got really intrigued and really interested. I knew it had to do with tech, but every time I looked up to see, you know, how I could possibly get in this field or who was in this field, it was always people who did not look like me by any means necessary. And I also didn't have the same benefits of them of going to maybe like a private school or like a Ivy League college, things of that nature. So I kind of shied away from it altogether. And then I went to college. I got a degree in psychology. And during COVID, I was knee deep into my previous career, which was being an investigator for Child Protective Services. So I was knocking on doors and taking babies. For good reason.
I hear you. We'll have to get into I mean, we'll have to get into that's a completely different plate of choices being served up, but we'll have to dig into that a little bit too, because there was a foster care event the other day, but we will not digress. You were knocking on doors and rescuing the children, and then what happened?
And then, so during COVID, you know, everything that you weren't supposed to do, you know, go to people's houses and do things like that, I was doing. But it was becoming extremely overwhelming. And I was a part of that big career migration that the rest of the country and the rest of the world was going through, where everybody was kind of like quitting their jobs or doing or being like, you know what? Now that the world is in a global pandemic, maybe I should do something I actually like.
That was. Yes, that was the conversation.
Right, wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
That was the conversation. We're going to unpack a little bit of that too, because that's how you got to where you are. But yes.
Yeah. So I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and actually take a stab at this undying passion I've been having my whole life, which is being interested in technology, taking things apart, manipulating things, changing things on the web. So I decided to do a full stack web development certification course at UNLV, by the way of a company called DevPoint Labs. And so I was there for, I took the 6-month boot camp expenses, and I learned, you know, everything you could possibly learn about building websites, building mobile apps, everything of that nature. While I was in that class, two things happened. I noticed that I was one of two Black people in the class, and I was one of three women in the class.
Wow.
And the diversity gap was pretty apparent. I also realized that while I was doing investigations for child protective services, I realized that when you interview a child, you know, you don't go straight into asking about abuse or neglect or anything. You want to break the ice. So one of my favorite icebreakers was asking, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I noticed that depending on what part of the city I was in and what the socioeconomic status was of the part of the city that I was in, I would get completely different answers. When I was in more affluent areas of the city, I would have kids tell me, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a scientist. I want to be a programmer. I want to, you know, all these wonderful, I want to be a doctor. But when I was in more lower socioeconomic status areas in the community and more diverse urban areas in the community, it was the same thing over and over again. I want to be a football player. I want to be a basketball player. I want to be a YouTube influencer and a model, which is great. And I really do promote kids doing whatever they want to be. But what I also want to do is give them an opportunity to see everything that they can be. And a lot of times they don't have that opportunity. So that's what grew the idea of doing CodeLocks, which is teaching kids how to code in underserved populations with lower socioeconomic status to, geared towards minorities or just children that don't have the opportunity or the advantage to go to one of these expensive coding schools in the Valley. Because I also noticed that when there is a coding school, it's not in any part of the Valley for people, you know, the people who have a lower socioeconomic status.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot. It's a mouthful. And it's very truthful. And first, let me tip my hat to you and say thank you for doing what you're doing, but for recognizing that there was this void in the community and for seeing yourself in the space that you really desire to occupy based on what your passion is, and then allowing it to be a tool that you're using to help families and children grow themselves. So that is huge. It's huge to realize that you have a dream, but it's even greater to visualize it and bring it to fruition. And so you've done that. So, you know, congratulations to you, because this labor of love is tremendous. It's unique in its own way. You are a Black woman providing a coding training program to kids in urban, ideally in urban communities, or really to anyone who wants to get involved, but with an intention on this to make a difference in the lives of kids who sometimes are just don't get the opportunity to be exposed to these types of programs. So thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. And thank you. That was the best compliment I've ever received. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You know, I did get a degree in journalism, so, you know, but,
right.
But no, really, I mean that sincerely, because it is something to recognize where you have a passion or a skill set, but to then take and manifest it into a way to give back that's intentional and selfless is really cool. And so I tip my hat to you for doing it, because you're standing up as something that kids in communities don't often see. So they don't get the opportunity to dream or to believe that they could be that, or even just to think about, hey, here's a career choice that's out there for me that I could consider. Exactly. But here's someone talking to me about it. And we both know that at young ages, it's really important to stay on your math and your science. And so often we lose kids, especially in urban communities where they don't have as access to as many resources as they may need. The reinforcements aren't there when they get home. Sometimes the work is difficult for the families as well to understand. And so I tell all young people, math is a building process and science is as well. So you have to keep up with the steps to keep moving forward effectively. You have to make sure your foundations are in place, because what they're doing is layering more information that abbreviates the process on top of the other process. And so, you know, it's just constantly moving you forward. And if you didn't get the beginning, you're not going to be able to survive in the middle. You definitely won't get to the end.
Right. Exactly. You're 100% correct. And that's why, you know, we are doing more and more things in the community, just trying to spread the word and be involved as much as possible. We do have a partnership with the city of Las Vegas. So that's where we do our coding classes. They're on Saturdays. So just yesterday, Saturdays, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And that's at the East Las Vegas Community Center. And then we have just added a coding class for adults, because what we noticed is that a lot of adults said, man, I wish I had that chance. I wish I could learn how to code. So we have a 16-plus coding class, and that's at the historic Westside School on that campus.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I said, that's cool. So is the adult one on Saturdays as well, or is that like in the evening, or is it, are they both?
That's on the evening. So it's every other Wednesday from 6 p.m. to about 7:30 p.m., and people who take that, that's a rolling course, but you end up with a certification at the end for free. So that's a partnership that we have with the city of Las Vegas as well, in their Strong Future Technology Center. So we've been doing that, giving more opportunities, and then we've also been working with other organizations and companies. So a very exciting one was in February for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
He was here in town.
So I was going to ask you about that, because I heard through a little bird whispered in my ear that you had this tremendous opportunity during the Super Bowl when it was here in February, where you guys did a program for the kids or something, and it was a partnership with the NFL. So how did the NFL discover you, and is your program, did they say it's the kind of program that as they travel the country and the Super Bowl moves around, they do this in every city? How were you selected?
Well, actually, it was a partnership with Microsoft. Microsoft was doing like promos and things like that for the NFL, for Super Bowl. And Microsoft has a nonprofit technology acceleration program where they basically give their entire nonprofit suite to nonprofits for free. So their Microsoft suite. So everything, you know, you usually have to pay for it. It's entirely free if you are a nonprofit.
Okay.
So I believe that's how they kind of found out about us. But they said, you know, we know that you are a coding nonprofit, and, you know, we're doing this big thing for the Super Bowl, and we would like for you to be a part of it. So what it was a partnership with Microsoft and another nonprofit called Girls Who Brunch. And it was teaching 400 girls, at-risk youth girls, how to code through about five or six. I think we did about six workshops in one day. And we taught girls who are at risk how to code and give them an introduction of code, because that was something that they haven't been exposed to. some girls didn't know how to work, you know, a mouse, things of that nature. So it was really, you know, it was really fun to teach them. Some girls, you know, I had a girl who said, you know, she died, or I guess she was pregnant. You know, she was 16 years old and pregnant, but she was excited to be there because she had never had the opportunity to code before. She didn't know what it was. There's another, you know, just girls that have had rough upbringings. And so, it was a joy and a pleasure to work with all of them. And at the end of the day and the end of the workshop, Microsoft donated 80 brand new laptops to Cody Larks, so that we could continue working with other organizations. They set us up with the Boys and Girls Club and with an elementary school to go in there and do workshops for them using our brand new laptops, because now we can also be a mobile organization as well.
That is really neat. I was going to ask you, that's tremendous. If at the end of the day, when the kids go through the workshops, do they produce something like that they actually can see or show to anyone else on a, you know, public facing on, you know, the internet? Hey, I did this. You can actually find the thing that we created.
If they want to, we mostly work with children. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we tell the parents, hey, if you want to log into this program with your email address, your child can save all of their work, you know? So some kids, you know, they take that option, or their parents do that for them. Other kids, they just, you know, do what they're doing for the day and then they move on to the next week. But I do use several online programs, mm-hmm, that can just be logged into, so the work can always be saved.
That's pretty cool, though, to be able to create something and then to go back later and be able to show it to, you know, your mom or your dad or an aunt or a cousin or whatever. Yes. To say, hey, I did this. This is pretty cool. And this is how you work. You know, this is how this works. And so that's pretty neat.
At the end of every class,
how often do you have classes? I think you said they're like 6 weeks on a Saturday. So how long are the classes for the kids?
The classes are continuous. They're rolling. So the way I have the class set up is that if it's your first day, mm-hmm, in our class, you're going to learn something new. If it's your 150th class, you're going to learn something new. So I have it set up on a rolling thing where, it doesn't matter if it's your first or last, or your first, or you've been there for a long time, you're always going to learn something new.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we don't let the parents in the room, but at the end of class, all the students can bring their parents in and show their parents what they did.
Okay, I really like the inclusion of the parents because it gets them on the same page of what their kids are learning, and it helps to keep the communication flowing, because if you don't understand something, then later you can't help your child, and you can't talk about it with the child. But you really get to see the benefits of the program when parents get to come in and they're also engaged. How do people find anyone who wants to enroll or get signed up or look at a schedule or follow you on social media? How do people find that? I just want to make sure that information gets out there. We'll give it again before the show is over. But
absolutely. Okay, so there's multiple ways, actually. The first way is going on to the City of Las Vegas website and looking up Learn How to Code, and you can sign your child up. You can enroll them right then and there on the website under Community and Classes. And then the second way is to go to the Cody Larks website. If you go directly to CodeLocs.org, you'll be able to get a link to go right back to that City of Las Vegas website that I talked to you about. Mm-hmm. And sign your child up. Our social media is Facebook and Instagram. Okay. And that's at CodeLocs. So CODE. Another ELOCS. And also calling or texting the phone number 702-426-4933 will get you a direct person to talk to get talked about getting your child signed up.
We're going to give that information again, too, if you're listening and you're like, I didn't catch it. So we'll put it out there a little bit before the show is over today. Internships. So when the kids are going through, for the older kids, like you go up to 16, are there any talks about this producing interns, like paid internships for kids to go work in IT departments? Like, is there partnerships coming online for that type of placement to give kids a real, like, step into their career path? And scholarships for college, so, to actually major in this when they go to school?
Yes, absolutely. So, as I said, we work with the city of Las Vegas. So we our volunteers, when we get, we always say, you do not need to know how to code in order to volunteer, you know? Mm-hmm. So we have volunteer opportunities for high schoolers and for college, and then the community as a whole. You can pass background check, you know, things of that nature. So anyway, we work with the City of Las Vegas when they have internships that are available. We have direct contacts that we say, you know, hey, you know, this volunteer has, you know, been with us for this long, and they've done this, you know, many amazing things with the children involved with the program. And it kind of gives them like a handoff, I guess you could say, or at least a really strong referral to the internships that are available.
Okay.
As well as I'm really plugged in with the Clark County IT internship program. So and other programs throughout the community. So if there is a college student or a high school student that's looking to be a part of an internship, you know, you can definitely contact us, and we'll definitely provide them with resources. Especially summer is coming up, or summer is already here.
It is not here. I refuse. It's 80 degree days right now, and I'm going to bask in the glory of God's grace and mercy to give us several more 80 degree days, no more than 90, and cruise through the month of May. So no, Kendra, summer is not here. It is spring. Spring in the desert. That's where we're gonna be, right here in spring. No way. Mm-mm. No. You are not gonna talk me into that on this beautiful Sunday morning. You will not. You will not talk me into that. No, I reject that. So they say, well, it's Sunday morning. I rebuke that in the name of the devil. Nope. Mm-mm. No.
Let's just say that.
I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. No, the devil is a lie. It is not summer.
Well, I will say that May is probably marks the beginning of internship season. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely the right time to start looking for internships.
Okay. I just think it's really a great learning. I remember when I was coming out of high school, going into college, you know, a few years ago. Look, we're not going to say many, many years ago. A few years ago. And when I was coming through my final high school years, there was an opportunity to go to, I grew up in Arizona, to the University of Arizona for a summer, like, math science camp. And I was one of the kids who qualified to go to this math science camp and just learn a whole bunch of different stuff and be around kids from all over the state, really, who came, stayed on campus, and we went through these different trainings and workshops and classes. And it was really cool to have an opportunity to be in that type of learning environment, that type of challenging environment, and to be exposed to new things. And I think that these kinds of programs and opportunities are great for our kids. So I want to say thank you again to you for having the vision, having the passion, and then the desire to make your vision and your passion a reality to benefit families right here in the Las Vegas community. So
Thank you.
So thank you for that. I also want to mention that you are in another program. We're getting close to the end of the time on the show, but you are in another program called Emerge. And Emerge is a training program for women who are of the Democratic Party, but who are interested in community organizing or running for office or just working on campaigns. And I know I've done Emerge. I'm an Emerge alum from the class of 2019. So I know that's a heavy lift, but it's a really beneficial service to the community to learn how to work in these circles. And I'm sure in some ways it must also enhance the work that you're doing in the coding environment.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I love and I appreciate all of the opportunities I have received through Emerge already. I am currently in the cohort right now, and I can say that I've learned so much in such a short amount of time. It's really, really important to just be involved. You know, everybody likes to have something to say, but not a lot of people like to step up and actually, you know, take that extra step to learn and be involved. And Emerge is a great just a group of women and cohort, academy, I guess you could say, that is puts their money where their mouth is, meaning that if they say that they care about certain rights or they say that they support you, they really do.
And you feel supported. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
And I just wanted to mention that because I wanted to, I knew you were in the program. I think that's where I met you, in the program at the debut for this year's cohort earlier this year. And so I just wanted to mention that because, I always want to applaud the people who go through that program because I think it's very enlightening. Today, I wanted to mention Emerge because you are a part of that program, but today we're talking about your Codilocks organization. So I want to make sure anyone who's out there who's interested in supporting you finds out, because there may be someone who is an engineer or into this space or math or science who's wondering, hey, I always wanted to find a program like this to get involved, and here's an opportunity to do just that. So how can people engage themselves with you? We promise to give the contact info one more time. And so as much as this is for children, it's also for any adults who might want to volunteer some time to Cody Lawson, to working with you, Ms. Kendra. So your handles and contacts one more time.
Absolutely. So it's Facebook and Instagram. You could type in at Cody Lox, C-O-D-E, another E, L-O-C-S. And Instagram the same way. And our on our website, C-O-D-E, another E, L-O-C-S .org. We are always looking for volunteers, and we're also looking for additional instructors. Right now, I am the lead instructor. And, you know, the great thing about Codilocks is that we've been getting several opportunities to touch base and make a difference in the community and expand the number of children that we help. However, we can't meet the demand because I'm only one person. So if there's anybody out there who is looking to, you know, just give back to the community with their tech skills, or maybe they were really into coding back in the day and they're not as savvy anymore, but they're willing to follow a lesson plan to teach kids, you know, any opportunity, because we are looking for additional instructors.
And there you have it. And I wanted to make sure people knew that while you're doing what you are doing, there's room for more people to come in and help. And I think it's tremendous. We are getting to and are at the end of the show. It's been a great show, a very informative one. I hope you enjoyed it, Las Vegas. And if you have an interest in putting your kid in this program or volunteering with the program, CodeLocks.org, CodeLocs.org. Thank you for tuning in to The Scoop this morning with me, Tanya Flanagan. Thank you, Kendra Scott, for being my guest. And thank you for founding this program for kids in the community of 6 to 16. So it's just a tremendous way to engage children, boys and girls, around math and science. Thanks for tuning in to KUNV 91.5, Jazz and More. Have a great week. Happy Cinco de Mayo. I want to thank you for tuning into The Scoop with me, Tanya Flanagan, and I want to invite you to get social with me. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. My name is my handle, TanyaFlanagan. You can also find me on Instagram at Tanya Almond Eyes Flanagan. And if you have a thought, an opinion, or a suggestion, don't hesitate to shoot me an email to tanya.flanagan@unlv.edu. Thanks again for joining in. Stay safe and have a great week.